And we also have a gift for all of the men this morning on Father's Day to honor and bless you. We're going to give you Bill Johnson's book, God is Good. And so from us to you, we make a special declaration that every blessing, every good and perfect gift that comes down from the Father of lights is coming to you in this season, new, fresh, and multiplied. And we thank God for each one of you. And particularly in this hour when fatherhood, specifically patriarchy, is being assaulted by the kingdom of darkness, we bless you with the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of adoption, the Spirit of fatherhood, that you will be strong and secure, vibrant and bold, and successful in Him, in God, and in our world, in Jesus' name. So we thank God for you. We thank God for you. And that it reminds me of a poem, and interestingly enough, Rudyard Kipling, you're very familiar, he wrote The Jungle Book. You can be seated. He wrote The Jungle Book. And he wrote a very famous poem. This poem and Rudyard Kipling are some of the great classic contributors to our culture that are being assaulted and vilified in these recent outbreaks against everything that's culturally traditional. But he wrote a poem that I thought specifically of fathers and of men today, and it's called If. And he said, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you and make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good or talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there's nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distant run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And which is more, you'll be a man, my son. So happy Father's Day to each of you, men. We bless and affirm and celebrate and stand with you in the Father's image. Amen.
Amen. We bless you. Awesome. Reminds me of that song, getting to know you, getting to know all about you. And what's the next line?
Getting to like you, getting to hope you like me.
Yeah. Amen. The more we learn, for me, I think I appreciate that we honor fathers, and it's deservedly so. But about, well, we don't give enough credit to our Heavenly Father. And so today on Father's Day, we'll give some
amen.
Extra yay and amen and acclamation.
Thank you, Jesus.
To our Father God. As you think back for each of our fathers, some of us were blessed with some real ideal fathers. Some, they had their ups and their downs. But one thing we can say is that our Father God, and as our loved ones go on to Seattle, to settle, we speak a blessing in the name of Father God.
Yes.
And because of the love of Father God, we have the blessing of the Son and the Holy Spirit. The origin of all of that is God's love. So 1 John says in verses 7 and 8, beloved.
Of chapter 4.
Yeah, of 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Now, everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. So you have to be born of God to have true love and love Jesus. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So Scripture tells us that God is liquid love. And because of God, we have the love of Jesus. And you realize always keeps you humble, because the love of Jesus, you, as you get the levels of the love of God, the levels of the love of Jesus, you say, how did I deserve this? And that Jesus suffered for us and he went on the cross. I was always surprised by the amazing effect of Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ. And there he really takes the shades off so we can get a real, somewhat of a perception of the tremendous suffering of the Lord Jesus. And they did that for you and I. But in that, then, again, I would like to come back and say, this is a reflection of the love of God the Father. And that ever since the time that revelation came about from Eden on, that everything is a perception or an insight into the love of the Heavenly Father. And that ever since the Garden of Eden, one of the assignments of the God the Father is to, after the break, that his aim is to reconcile all of us to him, the royal family. The ultimate family is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And we are allowed to become members of this amazing family. And that in that, as the shadows of a lot of this COVID stuff has tried to invade almost every nation, that I feel an imperative of taking advantage of every tool we have to let the part of our commission is to let every nation and every family on every nation know God loves you, and through His Son, Jesus Christ, anointed with the Holy Spirit, He reconciled you and you and you to the God's royal family, that you are part of the most awesome family, and that you have no anxiety or where you are headed.
Right.
Once I'm born again, I know that I know that I know. And if you have any apprehension, and from time to time, shadows and doubts and fears may try to hit you, be assured. And that's part of our reason, our assignment, our fellowship. There is a name that it's, we are not through just one time telling people, Jesus loves you, God loves you, that it's an ongoing thing, and that in our community, may you be renewed in this love, that you get just stronger and stronger and stronger in loving God the Father, and loving your awesome family, that from the beginning, our Father God, and we again say, Happy Father's Day.
Yes.
Heavenly Father. But He has been the hardest working God that from day one, and we know from first day till the last day, and that the lastest day He took rest. But until that, He worked so hard. And what was that for? Was to reconcile us and to make our world a wonderful place for us. And even in the story of Cain and Abel, even though Cain turns out to be a rascal, He makes sure that nobody will kill him and nobody will just judge him even more horribly, because God is love, and He's full of mercy, and as He continues to bless, He continues to bless the world through Abraham and says, look, I'm going to bless you, but also because you are blessed by me, wherever you go, whoever blesses you, they will be blessed also. That's our God. And so you can say, I can say, Happy Father's Day. And my Heavenly Father is a Father of blessing. He is a Father of blessing for you today. Lord, what do you have for me? I have a blessing for you. Because He's always the Father of blessing. And He's a Father also of deliverance. And what is His aim? He's always, if any of His children are suffering, He's there. If any of His children have any kind of oppression, He is there to set the captives free.
Thank you,
so
Jesus.
I love that the last many weeks, there was a reason I felt like hovering around Exodus 12. There were supernatural reasons. Of course, it's very valid for us during Easter. But I believe that in the context of COVID-19, that there are levels of anointing and blessing that He's releasing over us, that we need to dig some more and say, Lord, thank you. There are more benefits for us. And we take advantage nationally, too, of blessing, that we speak release. It is quite something as you look at it, how we're going to turn it around what the enemy meant for harm, God's going to turn it around. But just think of all the populations of the earth that need a blessing, that they were attacked by a plague. So even today, Exodus 12 is not just for the time of Pharaoh, but we can claim that blessing by faith. Say, by faith.
By faith.
So what am I supposed to do? By faith, take each of these blessings. By faith, I'm going to receive and exercise. You are authorized to break the curse. You are authorized to say, my God released almost still a figure that we have conjectured, but maybe about 250,000 people that were freed from the yoke of slavery and curses.
Through the Lamb.
Through the Lamb. So Father God so loved the world, provided the Lamb, the Passover Lamb. And John the Baptist identifies Jesus and says, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the whole world. And it's so relevant today, even today. And I was reading about some of the things that are happening right now, and some, like India, for example, has had tremendous all across the land, they've had to do battle against this infection, the Wuhan virus. And so does France, so does Italy. And you would never dream that Italy would be so infected, but the more you find out, the more you realize that there was a whole kind of like big traffic from China, from Wuhan, to certain provinces of Italy. And so there was such devastation and infection. And we want to, so all of these nations, whether it is Italy or England, whether it is Russia, whether it is India, all of them have had to do battle. But we're going to stand in the gap and plead the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
So the Father's blessing, we appreciate and receive the Father's blessing. On this Father's Day, we speak the Father's blessing on our nation, on every member of your family today. My children, and then the spiritual children of this church, and the thousands who look to this ministry, we speak Father's blessing on each of them today. Thank you, Lord, that they are going to be blessed, and that we take all the names of God. Like, He is Father God. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, my healer.
Yes.
And I can speak His healing and say, Lord,
thank you.
Sanctify this place. Sanctify this meal. Sanctify the poison. Turn bitter waters into healing in the name of Jesus. So He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, my provider. And therefore, I'm going to speak on faith that as we are in this context, Lord, you're going to provide for every family.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, that you're going to give. For example, if you're hungry, God brought these people into the wilderness, and then He provided manna, supernatural food, so they could eat. So all of these, I'm grateful that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that part of the end time Elijah ministry is what? that I will turn, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away
the sin of
the sins of the whole world. But also, he is the Elijah ministry is going to be released in the last days. And he will turn the hearts of the children to the fathers.
Right.
And hearts of the fathers to the children before the great and terrible day of the Lord.
And the amazing thing, or the specific thing, is that he's indicating there that the blessing he intended from the very beginning, that then was seemingly overtaken by the curse that entered into the human race and into creation when the break came, the breakdown relationship between the man and woman, the son and daughter he'd made in his own image. When that breakdown came, a curse entered that vacuum, a curse that has brought entropy and death into the natural creation, but more importantly, corruption and distancing between God and his children. But that saying there, the very last prophetic saying of God's whole story and journey leading towards a revelation of the solution, the healing of all of history and all of mankind. And he says there in Malachi, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Well, the language is actually saying, I'm going to do something in that day. I'm going to send the Spirit. The Spirit. Say the Spirit. God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit. And he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. The breaking of the curse, the prevention of the curse rolling on, the end of cursing in every way, in every aspect, and the release of blessing came through Jesus Christ. And when he said, it is finished, he had suffered every temptation, he had borne every weakness, he had borne persecution, suffering, shame, humiliation, poverty, political oppression, religious opposition, the testing of his own faith, born it all. Every ill, every temptation, every discouragement, every betrayal, every rejection that humanity, a human being, you as a person, would go through in any event in your mortal life. And Jesus, literally, God, immersed himself. He took it all on so he could be the one, the man, experiencing every bit of that in order that he might bring it to an end in his body on the cross. And therefore, thereby the Son becoming the way to your Father, back home, back to God. And John 14 is the great Father's Day message, because Jesus begins by saying, don't let your heart be troubled or afraid or insecure or stirred up. Let me tell you something. God is building an eternal dwelling place, your eternal home, your personal residence. And it's more than just an everlasting building. It's an identity. It is that place where you will be established once and for all in your sonship as an heir of God, receiving your eternal inheritance. And it is famously where Jesus said the reason, or he revealed, there's no way to get there. Human beings cannot experience fatherhood except through the Son, through Jesus Christ. There is no, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father. Father can't be revealed without Jesus. And as we see in our darkened and troubled and insecure and world in turmoil, looking for truths and ideologies and something to give identity and certainty and security and in fact, empowerment or forgiveness or responsibility. Jesus took the responsibility in order that he might supply justice to everyone where injustice is, whether we deserve it or not. He took it. There is no way, one way, to the Father. And you have found that way. You have found your way home as you have believed in him. And you are also now lights, witnesses, examples, pathways for others to find their way home to Father. But especially on this Father's Day again, we want to bless and declare over men, every male person, the fatherhood of God. And for those of you who are fathers, and for those of you who are being fathers, whether you've born children or not, being guides and examples and loving instructors and encouragers, for our first responders, for our law enforcement, many of them have taken on roles of fathering in communities to protect and serve the vulnerable, to help instruct and guide and give away. On this Father's Day, we bless you and your fatherhood, your place in this world, and the absolute crucial nature of it. And there in John 14, it's also, I say, it's the Father's Day message. Jesus says, how does this come? Comes through the promise of the Father, who is a person, the person of the Holy Spirit. And he is the one who comes to reveal both Son and Father. So we bless you today with a new infilling of the anointing of the Holy One, the Spirit of adoption, whereby you and I cry, Daddy, Daddy God, on this Father's Day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that his heart, that we can keep on meditating for weeks, the love of the Father, that I've realized this year more than ever. I used to be focused, and it's okay. It's good to focus on the goodness of Jesus. But I've been somewhat adjusted, saying, but his Father's desire that Jesus manifested. And our Father is a good Father. And he has a good heart towards you. And he'll never quit. And it says in Matthew, look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than them? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. And if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? After all these things the Gentiles seek, for your Heavenly Father knows
that you
need all these things. In that context, then, God says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Say, all these things.
All these things.
Shall be added to me.
Shall be added to me.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's the will of God.
Amen.
And the final scripture that just kind of for me rounded it up was, which is the reflection of the heart of God. You can take some time this week to just meditate it. It just brings out again in different shades the wonderful love of the Heavenly Father. It says in Psalm 103, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. There's the Father's benefits. Who forgives all your sins. Who heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from destruction. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say, my youth.
My youth
is being renewed.
Amen. It's being renewed.
Like the eagle.
Like the eagles. Praise
the
Lord.
You are welcome this afternoon to make noises like eagles.
Fly around the yard. Praise the Lord.
And the Lord executes righteousness and judgment.
Thank you, Jesus.
For all that are oppressed. He has made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. But as the heaven is high above all the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him, for he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting to them that fear him. His mercy.
His mercy.
Mercy. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Let's stand for a moment.
Psalm 147, the Passion Version. It says that our Father gathers the outcasts and brings them home. He heals the wounds of every shattered heart. I just want to say to the Detloffs, as we were blessing you, I saw you all going down what looked like a hallway that had very, you know, specific borders, if you will, walls on it on either side. And as you were approaching what was your destination, closed door, and I think it has to do with your work, with your job, as suddenly the door began to open seemingly of its own, but as it opened, it was actually three doors and they opened in succession very quickly. And I just want to prophesy over you. I believe that there is an unusual triple opening of blessing that is being made for you guys. And I think that it's gonna bounce, boom, 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 on you and also on the kids. So we bless you, and we're covering you, and we're going with you in our hearts. And this is eternal family, so we will continue to pray for you. But I just want to give you that. I saw three doors opening for you very quickly. Praise the Lord. And James, as Pastor was sharing from Psalm 100, I saw what appeared to be a laurel wreath, you know, the crown of victory that is talked about in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, and Paul talked about it in terms of running the race and that crown of victory. And I saw it, but the leaves were made out of liquid golden oil. And I believe that there's a new anointing that is crowning you in a way as a kingly father, a new anointing that is crowning you with a word to speak. And so we bless you today on Father's Day. And I bless each of you, men, all of you, that God is crowning you with a new crown of victory. And that, you know, that's where we get the word Nike, just do it, comes from that. So we bless you and we say to you, within the anointing, the Spirit of the Lord God is on you. So just do it. Run. And don't be weary. Walk and don't faint. Mount up with those wings of a mighty eagle in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Raise out there and put your hands out and say, by faith.
By faith. By faith.
I receive.
I receive.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
I give him a big clap offering. Thank you.